Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Stu of Conscious Wellness for Conscious Wellbeing for You, and I hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. I should shortly have with me on the air today a great person. I believe her name is Tanya Mayer, and I'm hoping she'll call in very, very soon. She is an expert on eating raw. But until then, please feel free to call in with questions. I am available currently at the moment to take questions if you need some guidance. I add a psychic edge to my coaching. I can also just give you a little bit of a psychic reading or a tip on which direction to go. Have my cards here. I'm shuffling them now. So call in to area code 929-477-3282 if you want a little guidance on anything, preferably on health. I am a health coach, but we can help you out with just about anything. And so let's see. I actually wrote kind of a fun blog today, or finished it off today. What amuses me lately is the idea of a deity or a god, so to speak, and the idea that we tend to rely on an outside source for empowerment and for knowledge or guidance on what is right and what is wrong. And the fact of the matter, as I see it, is that you know in your heart and soul what is right and what is wrong, and you don't really need anyone to tell you the difference between the two. On a very rare occasion, there is somebody with a mental defect who really doesn't understand the difference between right and wrong, and that's a totally different story. But the fact of the matter is that we all know right from wrong, and you're all going to do what's right in the end, you don't need a parent. You moved out of your parents' home when you were 16 or 18 or 21, so you don't need anyone standing over your shoulder now telling you, no, you can't have that piece of cake or that donut for breakfast, and you have to go to bed at 10 o'clock, and you can't watch that television program because it's not for your delicate sensibilities. You don't really need that. So why God? The question is, why do we think we need a God to play the part of our parent? And I don't know. We seem to need someone to take over the job of the parent. We seem to need that sense. That seems to give us a sense of security, perhaps. And so when you start, when next time you start praying, maybe you want to consider that you are a powerful person in and of yourself. And, excuse me, I just dropped one of my tarot cards where I can't reach it. But that's all right, I'll get to that later. You are a powerful person. You just need to come into your own power. So next time you get to a point where you're a little bit insecure, one technique you can use if you're trying to decide between two different things and the decision is making you a wee bit insecure is flip a coin. Decide that heads are going to do it this way and tails are going to do it the other way, and you flip the coin, and either you do what the coin tells you to do, or if you don't like what the coin is telling you to do, there's probably a reason that you don't like that option. Do the other thing. And then you have made your own decision and you're a powerful person. And congratulations. You should pat yourself on the back for that, because life is kind of an intimidating concept. It's hard to live our lives from day to day. It's very, very difficult to make decisions and on top of decisions throughout the day, every day, and know that you know, they're the right decisions. And the trick is that it doesn't have to always be the right decision. You occasionally realize, oh, I made a bad decision here. And what do? Well, you go back and somehow you fix it, or you improvise. You work with what you've got. And the world did not end the last time you made a bad decision. The world did not come crashing down around your ears. Maybe you got fired. You know, sometimes that happens. Somebody makes a bad decision, and for the bad decision, they get fired. And then you go out and you find yourself another job, because you got to keep living. You got to pick yourself up and keep on going. You got to keep trucking. So that's where it sits for me. You know, God did not go out and do the job that day so that you would have bread to put on your table and a roof over your head. You did that yourself. So be empowered and make up your own mind and be your own parent and your own best guide, because you really are your own best friend. And you know how they say charity starts at home. Well, charity starts with feeling charitable towards yourself and trusting yourself and having all those good feelings about yourself, that you are intelligent enough and you are strong enough and you are simply enough. You are enough of a person. You are willful enough. You have, you know, enough inner strength to carry on and do whatever you need to do. Whether it's losing a little bit of weight or getting to work every day or raising kids properly so they turn out to be nice people. And you really are enough. I can guarantee you that you are enough. You're enough of a person, and you have the strength and you have what it takes. I guarantee you that's true. And the cards do tend to tell people that. I've seen it over and over again. When I look at my tarot cards, they are simply here as a crutch to help me and you together focus on what you wanted to focus on and to drive us in a particular direction and say, hey, you know, this direction is going to work out all right. This is going to be a really great direction. It might, and it will take you to this point, this point, and this point on the map, and you'll be very happy with that. And so that's part of why I'm here. And each of us is here for a lot of different reasons, and we're here to learn a lot of different lessons in life. And You're smart enough to learn those lessons, and until you have really learned the lesson, it's going to keep coming back around in many, many different ways. You're going to keep meeting up with it until you realize, oh, you know, that worked before when I did it that way, or it didn't work so well when I did it the other way. And, you know, you have to look at each situation as an individual situation and measure, you know, how well the lesson can be applied to each new situation as you go through life, because part of life's greatest lesson is adaptation and improvisation in all sorts of different situations and with all different sorts of people and relationships. And so that is really great lesson. We are the most eminently adaptable species on the planet. And if you'd like to call in and contradict me, I'm fine with that. The call-in number is 319-527-60. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm giving you the wrong number. The guest call-in number is 929-477-3282. You may make a comment, you can ask a question, you can contradict me. You can, you know, say whatever you want to say, and I will try and have an intelligent response ready for you when you've finished saying it. We'll think about it and discuss it like rational people, because we are rational people. And So what do you all feel? I'd like to hear from you what you feel your biggest life lesson has been. What lesson have you recently come across in your life over and over and over again? And why do you think you keep hitting on this same lesson? And what do you think you're supposed to get from it each time? Give me a call and let me know about that, because that would be, that would make for some really interesting conversation for all of us. I'm sure that the other listeners would love to hear about it. And I'm terribly sorry my guest speaker didn't call in, and I wish that I could call her and ask what's up, but I don't have her phone number. And I actually can't call out from the radio show either, because that is a premium feature, and this is a half-hour show, so I don't pay for premium service yet. Maybe one of these days I'll turn it into an hour-long show and start paying for premium service. But until then, until I decide that, you know, it's a good idea, until I have a few more guest speakers lined up, it's a half-hour show. And so you have 18 minutes left to call in to 929-477-3282, and I am here to serve and to guide you today. So I would love to have you read my blog, and so I made a wonderful offer at the end of my blog, and I'll let you find out for yourself what that is. Because it's a wonderful, wonderful offer, an offer from my Joyful Wellness website based on my health coaching. And so if you read that blog and then call me and comment and let me know that you have read that blog and that you'd like to take me up on that offer, that's how you redeem that offer that's in my blog. It's that simple. Just give me a phone call. Call into my other number about that. It's area code 707-762-3578. My name is Sue Hirsch, H-I-R-S-C-H. Americans pronounce it Hirsch, H-I-R-S-C-H, but it's really from the German. It means moose or elk-like animal. And it's an interesting name. Hirsch, H-I-R-S-C-H, and the phone number is area code 707-762-3578. And you're also always welcome to call into the show. That number again is 929-477-3282. And I'm here to guide you with the tarot cards. They're right here in front of me. And to remind you that you have the power. You are the superhero, and you are the main character of the story that you are writing as you go through life from day to day. You get to write your own story, and that means that you get to write yourself into all the best parts. You get to give yourself all the best lines, and then you get to narrate the story and make yourself look even better. And if you can just remember to live life that way, take a step back as you're getting started on your day, and remember to live life that way. Look at what you're about to do next and say, how can I, you know, do this and make myself look like a superhero when I'm doing it? Make myself know that I was a superhero when I did it. Because really we all are. And that's really what God is. God is simply a dressed up superhero. He is the greatest superhero from our childhood days, all gussied up and put on a pedestal. And you know, if you think about it, it's pretty much the same thing. Our kids look up to superheroes like Batman and Superman and Spider-Man and Wonder Woman and Rogue and Jubilee and Storm and all those wonderfully fun superheroes, and we look up to a God who can do pretty much all the same things, you know, as all those superheroes and Xavier all at the same time, the way he could send out his mind and focus with his mind on the people he wanted to focus on and see them and talk to them telepathically. We're basically putting God in that same position of superhero. We've written all the best lines out for God, and we've given him all the best parts. And even the best death scene in the play, we've given that to God's son, Jesus. So take that power back for yourself. And, you know, because you don't live in your parents' home anymore, or if you do, you're growing up and eventually you're going to move out. So be your own parent and talk to yourself nicely and politely and respectfully, and respect the power that you know you have. And know that you have plenty of power and ability and capability, and that you can do whatever you put your mind to. You may do it slower than some. You do it faster than others. The rate at which you learn to do a thing and get it done doesn't matter. It's been proven, research has recently proven, that it doesn't matter how fast you walk or how fast you run. If you walk for an hour, you're going to burn the same amount of calories as if you run for an hour. That is proven by recent research. And it's pretty much the same thing with all things that you do in life. I'm still a camouflage belt in karate, and I've been a camouflage belt for quite a while, and I could have been a green belt by now. You know, I could be halfway through my green belt rank and moving on to getting my decided green belt by now if I had been more on the ball and stuck with the program a little bit more. But I'm moving a little more slowly, and that's okay, because that green belt is still going to be there tomorrow and the next day and the next day. It's not going anywhere. I'm the only one who can get my green belt. It's going to wait for me as long as I need it to. And that's the same with the sewing that I'm learning. I'm being taught to sew by a wonderfully patient woman, and thank goodness she's patient, because I am a slow learner when it comes to sewing. She's teaching me to sew my costume for Renaissance Fair. My son and I are now players at the Renaissance Fair, and it's really fun. I got to tell you, you got to come to Much Ado About Sebastopol. That's coming up the end of September. So please, please come to Much Ado About Sebastopol. Let me tell you exactly when it is. Give me a second here. One second. Much Ado About Sebastopol, and also Ren Fair is coming up. They're both coming up before Halloween. So check out Folsom Ren Fair, because my son and I will be there, and we'll also be at Much Ado About Sebastopol. About Sebastopol. And that is on at Ives Park on, what are the dates of that? The 24th and 25th of September. And it is just a blast. Please come and introduce yourself. I will be with the Flood household. You can look for people in a great big tent doing a lot of fun-looking stuff in the tent, and just in front of it. We'll have a pavilion set up. And this Much Ado About Sebastopol Fair is really geared towards children, and the proceeds benefit their school district. So it's a wonderful thing to do. You can have a lot of fun helping us raise money. You can come dressed up or not. We'll still play with you. We'll still talk to you. All sorts of great stuff. And they sell big turkey legs there, and lots of different foods and drinks, and you'll just have a blast. That's at Ives Park in Sebastopol. And excuse me, also look up Folsom Renaissance Fair, because that's also coming up. I'm not sure if it's September, early October, but it's definitely before Halloween. I won't look that up for you right now, because there's only 10 minutes left to the show. And we are always looking, the Flood household, the St. Ambrose troupe that puts on, that portrays the Flood household, we are always looking for new people to take over some roles, play some roles in our Flood household. Sir Thomas Flood was married twice and had just under 10 kids, so there are plenty of roles to play, and there are always servants attached to the household. I happen to be Lady Flood's tiring woman. Great fun doing that. The woman who plays her daughter, Mistress Flood, is the lady who's teaching me so generously, giving of her time to teach me how to sew, how to create my own costume. And it's really fun to dress up. We used to know that this was really fun when we were kids. We used to know that this was great fun. We used to allow ourselves to get into the role, into the mind of the person whose life we were acting out. We used to dress up as business people, as doctors, as nurses, as mommies and daddies. And fun is one of my main points that I teach as a health coach. Fun is hugely, hugely important, and I say it every time I'm on the air. Fun is integral. It's an integral part of your health. Research has recently proven that laughter and joy actually extend your life expectancy. You will live longer if you go out and laugh during the day and spread some joy. That will add years to your life. So go out looking for the funny stuff out there that happens. I remember there was a time when I was kind of getting sleepy and I saw a little man on the side of the road, and he was kind of walking, you know, with a cane because he was older. And in the back of my mind, I remembered I used to see things like that on cartoons where you'd see a man that looked like he was supposed to be a little old man on the cartoon, and then all of a sudden he'd get overjoyed or thrilled about something and he'd jump up and twiddle his little feet a million miles an hour, so all you'd see was a blur, blur of little feet. And I suddenly had this image in my mind of this little man jumping up and clicking his heels together and twiddling his feet and giving a big grin, and that for me was funny. And you know, I giggled, and my husband asked, and that made him laugh too, and he said, "Oh, that's just joyful." So there I was giggling and spreading some joy, and it wasn't anything that was actually there in reality. So, you know, it doesn't have to be there in reality. The funny thing, it can be all in your head. And if it's really great stuff, share it, because other people want to be joyful and want to live longer too. And, you know, even just a smile at the right time can change the course of someone's day and also their life. And that can change the course of many other lives. You know, sometimes just a smile can be a person's lifeline if they're having a really bad day. And that's important. And then they go home and maybe they're in a better mood. Maybe they can share the better part of themselves with their family. Since you've made their day, you've improved their mood. And that makes a really big difference, maybe bigger than you know. So in this last 5 minutes, I'll invite you all once again to call in and enjoy some guidance from the Tarot cards, and maybe just ask a question, or actually, you know what I'll do? I'll tell you who's going to be on with me next week. Next week I have, who do I have lined up? Next week I have, oh, it's Felicity. Felicity from my coaching. She's also a coach. She doesn't specialize in health coaching. She does specialize in Reiki. Reiki is a sort of energy work. It's kind of like massage, but without the massage therapist actually using their hands physically on you. And she was as I said, she is a friend of mine from my coaching class. So you all definitely want to be here for that. This is a treat. So I will be here with her this same time next week, 3 o'clock, the same station. So don't change that dial. And that is next week on Monday. And maybe I will just let you all go a little bit early today so that you can look forward to hearing from my good friend Felicity, since no one is calling in. Okay, that's all right then. I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your week, and keep in mind what I said about you having the power. You have to take the power. You have to write your own story. Write yourself into the best parts of your story and give yourself the best lines. Make yourself the star of the story and the superhero, because you actually are that good. You are that powerful. I want you to go home saying that to yourselves today after you hear my show. Go on about your day, whatever else you're doing the rest of the day. Say to yourself, I have the power. I am that good. I am enough. All right? Go home and do that's your homework for today. That's your assignment. I want you to every once in a while take a minute and say those positive things to yourself. And then don't just say those things, but follow through. Do something that makes you feel powerful, that shows that you have that power, that proves it. Prove it to yourself every single minute that you actually can do that thing that looked so intimidating before. Take a step to learn how to get it done. All right, that's it for today. Take care and have a wonderful rest of your week, like I said before, everybody. This is Sue of Conscious Wellbeing for You, and I will talk to you again next week.